Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast. Hi, you guys. We're back again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is week 18. Shout outs to me. Every week, I'm just like, y'all, it's like pulling teeth out to get me to record. It's just putting myself in the zone and just making sure that I get everything recorded before the date, you know. So here we are, episode 18. And guess what, you guys? May has drained me, but hello, June. So happy. New month, new money, new vibes, new people, new food, new drinks, new everything, like feelings, love, new happiness, new peace. We're claiming it. I'm claiming it. Okay. Welcome, June. And I welcome all the good energy and all the good vibes and all the great, beautiful blessings that are to come this June for myself and all of you guys that are listening. Thank you so much for your support. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. But today, you guys, I would like to talk about, and I think this is super, super important. My last couple of episodes, I kind of did something different. I kind of like broke down some steps, gave a little more tips, and just was giving out blueprints in like my last, I want to say 3 to 4 pods. But today I just want to let loose and just talk and just give you guys that money talk. So today's topic is building a personal brand. Okay. We're going to basically talk about the importance of building a personal brand for entrepreneurs. Okay. But I'm also going to I'm going to give you some tips on, I guess, how I develop like that strong and authentic personal brand like myself. Right. So we're going to start by saying, like, I've introduced myself previous times. I'm Money. That's what I go by. That's my name to the world. That's who I am. And Money herself is a brand. I'm a brand myself. I always say I'm a walking business because I am a brand. I am a business myself. I own businesses, but I am trying to personally, I've been just working on myself. But every year I'd be like, okay, I'm going to take better pictures. I'm going to invest into more like photo shoots and just building the guru up, right? Because Money is a brand. I am myself is a business. Money is a personal brand herself. And I always say that I'm going to do it every year. I'm like, okay, I'm stepping into a new year. My birthday is so close to the new year. So it's just be so great because I literally don't have to wait on New Year's. I could be like, oh, well, when I turn 28 or when I turn 29, I'm going to just step into a new season. And that's pretty much what I try and do every year. But I have been working on myself, just like my appearance, just trying to like grow into this woman, like the way I dress. And I don't think I dress bad or anything. I truly think like I dress for the occasion. When I'm out, I'm out. When it's time to handle business, I handle business. When it's a certain function, like I dress the part for whatever it is. Like I'm not wearing my business wear to the club and I'm not wearing my club wear to the business meetings or, you know, networking events. Like, you know, there's a time and place for everything, but I'm really trying to figure out right now, this very moment. That's why I said I picked this pod to talk about this because I've been in such a transition and phase in my life. I'm just trying to figure out where I want to go. Like, I know where I want to go, you guys, but just like exactly that right direction, if that makes sense. So let me say this, like, okay, so everybody knows how to get to their local Walmart, right? But there are so many ways to get to it. There's like, you know, it might be the quickest way, the fastest way, or a way that avoid bridges, or a way to avoid traffic. Like, there are so many different routes to get you to your local Walmart. So when I say that, it's like, I know where I want to go. I know my final destination. And I'm not going to say 100% know my final destination, but I know the destination I want to get to. But I'm trying to figure out right now the route that I want to take. And I'm not the person that always want to take the fastest route. I'm kind of one of those people that just kind of want to avoid the traffic. It could be a longer route, right? But I don't want to sit in the traffic. And I want, and this is all off the brain, y'all. When I be talking about this, is really like, it just be off the brain. But I say that to say, right? Like, that was a great, 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 I guess that would be a metaphor. That was a great metaphor. Because, like I said, we all know how to get to our local Walmart. And that's the destination that we've gone to. But there's so many ways to get to it. And like I said, I'm not looking to have the fastest route to get there. Of course, I would love that. But I would kind of want to take the route that avoid traffic, but kind of gets me there as quick as possible, but not the fastest. So me using that metaphor, I'm saying I'm going through this transition with myself, with building my personal brand. You know, I think last week I talked about building a social enterprise, and y'all, like, I always bring up God, and I'm such a God-fearing woman, and I bring up God in almost every pod because literally I thank God and I talk to God all day. God is literally what keeps me sane. But it's like God always tell me, like, what all the things that I am, like, I desire and that I see for myself, it's like it's already there. It's like I feel like I'm so close to it that, and I'm getting chills. Oh my God, I'm getting chills. I'm about to cry. It's like I feel like I'm so close to it. It's like I could almost feel it, but it's like some type of what's the word? It's like gravity or something that's kind of like weighing me down. It's like it's already there. Like God tells me, God be like, it's yours. Like everything that you want is there. I have it right here for you, but you gotta come get it. You know, and so in this moment that I'm in this beautiful transition that I'm going through right now, it is so beautiful. I have to determine how I want my personal brand to be. And I'm crying. Oh my God. That's how I know, like, y'all, this is such a safe place for me. I'm working on her. I'm working on a woman that God is saying I have this for, because, you know, I always say, like, if God had given me all the things that I wanted or that I want, right, like 2 years ago, I don't know what I would have did with it. I don't think I would have lost it or anything, but I just be like, you know, God is good all the time. And I always tell people, he don't come when we want him to come. I stuttered that. I was trying to get that out. He's always on time. You know what I'm saying? We be wanting God to come right now and do what we say right now, but that's not how God works. God's like, I have this plan. You have your plan, but I have a plan for you already. So I'm just trying to put myself in this mindset and just building my personal brand because I feel like it's a lot of things with my personal self. Just like, I want to hide behind a lot of things. And that's so shocking probably for people. But I don't really like to be the face. Like younger me, young money was like all about it. Like I didn't care. I was young. I was vibrant. Like people love me. People just like, I was always a it girl, and I always say that. And I'm her. I was always like the leader. But like now in my age that I'm now, I don't want to be seen. I'm like hiding behind the great things that I'm doing. And it's like, I'm trying to build my personal brand to the point where it's like, rip me out the plastic, I'm acting brand new, okay? Like, that's where I'm at. And shout outs to Lotto for making that song. Like, oh my God, they've been playing that song over and over and over. But that's what I mean. That's where I'm at right now. Like, getting off of social media, we're in June. I got off of social media in May, and I don't think I'm getting back on it until probably the end of the year. Detoxing from people, removing friendships, like removing associates, removing myself from certain places, like just realizing that some people are for the season and it's okay to shed leaves. it is so many things I'm going through. Like, I'm just trying to get my skin all the way where I need it. I have beautiful skin, but like, I want crystal clear skin. I'm trying to get my habits changed. I want to slack up on drinking. I don't really party that much, and I don't drink as much as I used to drink last year, but like, these are habits that I'm just trying to break. I'm reading more, you know what I'm saying? I'm working more. I'm just more focused now more than ever. And I keep saying 2023 is a humbling year for me, and not a humbling year. Like, it's just so humbling because I have things that I have going on, and it's just like, I'm not ready to tell the world about it because I'm hiding behind it. But I'm just like, if I build this money, that personal brand where I want it, it's like, she's gonna want the world to know. And it's great things that I'm doing. It's great things. It's nothing bad that I'm doing. And I'm a person that you gotta like me for what I am, like, or who I am. I've never changed. I've always grown, but I'm always the same in so many ways. So I just wanna get out of that, like, I wanna get out of that whole, just not even, it's not even shame. It's just more so how people are gonna treat me once they know that I'm doing these things. Because a lot of people have that tough time with accepting you coming from the same place as them, but you are doing different things. And I'm not the same. I'm not like my peers. And that's why we say, like, I am looking for that new, and it's not to leave my friends, but I just wanna make new friends. I want to build that social enterprise like I spoke on the last pod. That shit is super important. Having people that are like you, that want the things you want, that are entrepreneurs or can assist you. And what I speak about this on the pods. So the things that I tell y'all are things that I'm actually living and I'm going through. This is an entrepreneurship pod. This is a lifestyle of the, this is a podcast of the entrepreneur lifestyle, my lifestyle and other entrepreneurs. This is the raw and uncut. This is not that elevator success that y'all see on Instagram. Oh, all I did was I became a millionaire from $100. I don't know how they're doing it. I haven't had that happen to me. Good for them. If it works out for them that way, it might not work out for me that way. And if it happened overnight for them, it might take me 10 years. Like, it might have took somebody else 5. And I'm totally fine with that. This is my journey. This is my route. This is, you know, this is for me. So I am working on building, you know, this personal brand, like, and just trying to figure out, like, how to get out of that worrying about how people are going to look at me or treat me. Because at the end of the day, everything I touch turns into gold. Literally, like, everything. I'm great. And that is me being honest. I am great at everything. Like, I'm super competitive, but I'm not competitive. But I'm competitive with myself. I'm beating myself up trying to be better than who I was yesterday. I'm trying to double my numbers that I did last month. Like, I'm trying to just do better. I literally don't have a mentor. I want one. And I'm going to talk about that on another pod. But like, I'm just teaching myself everything. Yes, I've taken classes, like, you know, by people, the little online classes. I do different things to better myself, but I'm literally teaching myself everything. So it's going to take some time. And I'm okay with that because I do this by myself. I'm totally, totally fine with that. But I do want you guys to know that building a personal brand is super, super important, y'all. Like, it's so important. It's so important. I want to get back to the point where it's like, and it's still that way, but like, me being the youngest in the room, I'm walking in the room and it's like, they already know, oh, that's her. That's money. She has X, Y, and Z going on. And that's kind of where I'm trying to get back at, but not in New Orleans. Like, I want to explore Atlanta a lot more than what I have been. So I don't know if I told you guys before, but I'll tell you guys on pod 18 a little bit into my life. I've been in Atlanta for 2 years now, and I just feel like I haven't explored Atlanta the way I should have been doing since I've been here. But like, I love Atlanta. Atlanta is literally a beautiful place. Georgia, like, it is excellence out here. It's excellence. And it's like, I just want to get into these rooms. People love me. Everywhere I go, somebody's talking to me. Like, I just have that natural aura. So it's like, I'm trying to build that personal brand for myself so that when I'm walking, I'm confident. And I'm always confident, but it's like, I'm just trying to get to that point where it's like, get out the house, go network, go meet with people, go talk to people, go tell people what you got going on, go tell your story. Like, that's where I'm trying to get myself to. So I'm working on my physical appearance, like clearing my skin up, focusing on my weight, just eating better, clearing these habits, these poor habits that I have. And I feel like all that factors in that personal brand. It does. Changing my social circle, And there's people that I love dearly, you know, that I work with or, you know, I'm good friends with. And I just be like, maybe it's time for a change. Maybe because, like, I just feel like I'm shedding so many leaves. And I'm not going to lie, even though it's summer outside, for me, it's summer outside. Y'all, we're in, like, in the middle of spring. But I kind of feel like I'm in between. Like, winter is winter, then it's spring, then it's summer, then it's fall. I feel like I'm kind of leaving out of winter. And, like, even though we're in spring, I kind of feel like I'm in fall. Like, I've been shedding so much of dead weight, y'all. I've been shedding so much of dead weight. Like, and I'm so unbothered by it. Like, it's crazy because it's just, like, I'm so thankful that it's now and not later. I'm thankful that people are showing me and people are doing things. And whether I'm triggering things, I'm happy that it's being done. Because anybody that's supposed to be here is going to be here. You know, when it all comes down to the come down, God knows my heart is pure. God knows that I'm a great woman. God knows that I'm a great friend. I'm a great daughter. I'm a great sister. I'm a great cousin. I'm a great niece. God knows I'm great. But I just been shedding so much, and I just been focusing on me, my businesses, my personal brand, and just what I want. What I want in these next, 6 to 7 months left in 2023? Because I have to, like, I want to. I'm trying my hardest to be a millionaire by 30. And I'll be 29 in literally 7 months. And it's like, time is ticking, time is ticking. I gotta do something. I gotta change things. I have to change things. I have to do something different. And I have to shed all these leaves. And that's why I say, I feel like even though we're in spring, I feel like I'm in fall because I'm shedding so many leaves. Like, so many leaves. Like, it's crazy. It is super crazy, but it's such a great feeling. That's why I said in the beginning of the pod, like, I was getting chills talking about myself. And I even cried a little bit because this is me being honest. So I say that to say, right, I told you guys a little bit about me, but, like, it's just basically, you know, in order to build that personal brand, it's very, very essential, you know, for us entrepreneurs to establish ourselves as, you know, like, an expert, like, in that industry that you want to dictate. You know, like, I wouldn't say that I'm an expert in retail, but I'm up there. Like, I know how to negotiate. I know how to talk. I know how to do everything that it is when it comes to working in retail, doing what I do, working in my industry. So you wanna basically kind of master, you know, your industry, and you wanna gain credibility. You want people to be like, oh, well, you can go talk to her about that. And that's what I know. Like, I know that people can come to me about retail, come to me about, you know, starting a business because I've done it. And literally, I am, shout outs to me, y'all. I just posted this on Facebook. I am, I'm six years and 6 months in business. Like, I can't believe my LLC has been established for over 6 years now. And that is just huge. That is just huge. That is great. Let me give myself a round of applause. Ooh. Solo, one woman army. Okay, this is a not a duo. This is a one lady army. But I got a team that I'm building, right? But you know, I have that credibility. People know that I'm able to. I'm not gonna tell them no wrong, okay? And I'm always telling people to go on Google, listen to my podcast. But you know, you have to do those things. You have to be confident in your industry. You have to have that credibility. And you also have to attract those opportunities. So that's why that's, like, huge for me right now, because building that personal brand, I just feel like I need to put myself in that room. I need to be a brand herself. I need people to know, like, that's what it is. Like, that's her. And she's about her money, and she does good business, and she's the woman for the job. So, you know, like, I'm just trying to get that together, and you have to do the same thing if you want to build a personal brand. Okay. So I'm just going to give you guys some quick little tips, nothing too crazy. I just kind of wanted to give you guys a little 411 on me and my personal journey right now with building this personal brand and, you know, building that social enterprise and just chasing these millions, like, because they're there every day. Money is printed every day. I just want y'all to know, I need to remind y'all of that. So basically, I want to give you these tips, and it's to define your brand identity, which I already know. You know, my brand identity would be based around fashion, beauty, and probably travel. That is what I would want to stand for. like fashion, beauty, and travel. And at one point I thought it would be food. Like, you know, I want to have a brand, like my personal brand around food. But I mean, I wouldn't say I wouldn't, but I want my brand to be about around the things I love. And that's fashion. I love looking beautiful. Like, you know, the hair and makeup. I'm not a huge girl on it, but I'm getting there eventually. But I'm pretty good. I'm pretty big on it, but not like the other women. And then travel, like I love, love, love to travel. It is just such a beautiful thing. I love food too, but that's why I say like, it's important to find that identity. Like you see, I said fashion, beauty, and travel, but then I'm also like food. So yeah, I'm figuring mine out. And I'll touch bases with you guys, but I think it's gonna be the first three that I said as far as building my brand, my personal brand, right? So then you craft your brand story, kind of like tell the world what your journey's gonna be, basically your experiences, your key moments that have shaped you and molded you. So that's kind of like where I'm at when I say fashion, like coming up from a young girl, beauty, you know, wanting to do hair, wanting to do makeup, like, and then travel, traveling since a little girl. Like, I feel like those are my top three. Like, it have to be. I enjoy cooking and I can cook and I love to eat, but I think those are my top three. And then, you know, establishing your online presence. And that's why I say, right, with myself, I'm focusing on clearing my skin. I'm focusing on getting my figure right, you know, getting myself to where I want it at and step back out into the world. That is super, super huge. What you're going to present to the world and, you know, like who you are and, you know, rebrand. Well, with me, it'll be a rebranding for me, I'll say. But creating that online presence for yourself, you know, creating that social media platform for self, like creating that guru look. That's where I'm at, you know, taking these photos, doing these photo shoots, these videos to create that online presence online, because I don't have that type of presence on my personal Instagram, but I want that. I want when you click on my personal Instagram, which is deactivated and it's going to be deactivated for a while because I'm trying to get this shit together. I want when you click on it, you're like, damn, that's a guru. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me see what she's doing. Let me work with her. That's where I'm at with that. And it's going to be great when it all comes down. When it all comes down to it, to come down. It's a job in itself, being a personal brand. It is a job in itself. Y'all hear me telling y'all, right? Like, it's so much of shit you got to do to maintain that. And then basically showcase your expertise. Like, what you find yourself really good at. The valuable content, you know, that you'll want to share to people. The videos, these podcasts, the vlogs, and just like what your niche is. But in Instagram, we see this shit all the time. There are certain people that you follow just for hair. Like, you like their hairstyles. There are certain, you know, dudes that y'all follow just for, because he fashionable, he's fly. Like, there are certain people that you follow for certain things. There are certain people you follow for food recipes or cooking tips. So you have to find that lane, and I want to become one of the people that they follow for fashion. It don't necessarily have to be beauty, because that, like I said, that's not really, you know, what I'm huge about, like doing hair and me makeup and nails and all that. Like, that's the beauty side of it. But like, I want to get to the point where I'm letting people, into my world. This podcast is number one with me doing it. I'm getting comfortable with being able to talk about my personal life. And that's why people always like, why haven't you started using the camera? Why don't you show yourself? Because I'm not ready to show myself, okay? Because I'm not ready. When I'm ready, I'm going to tell you, okay? Quit bugging me. Now I'm serious. I'm going to tell y'all when I'm ready. When I'm ready, I'm going to tell y'all. I'm going to get on the camera. I'm just trying to build myself up, the confidence. And I'm trying to put myself in a place where I'm going to be ready. And then once I have it all together, I'm going to be engaging with my audience, okay? Actively engaging. Letting y'all know what's up, the ups, the downs. I got to be able to put myself into that world. Because people wants to be in it. That's why I'm like, I don't know if I really, really, really want to do it, but I do. And I think it's going to help me create those millions that I want to generate a little bit better or a little bit quicker than, you know, the way that I've been doing it. I think people want to know, you know, that ins and out. I think that's how I notice a lot of people just watching females like just grow and blow. I be like, that's because they're documenting their journey. They're letting people in. They're letting the world see what they're going through. So I feel like people feed into that, feed into the journey and just like the hustle and the grind, the sweat, the tears. People want to see that. People want to be in your business. I don't like people in my business. This is the most I've ever talked about my business in these These 18 weeks right here, it's a lot. These 18 weeks have drained me, okay? But, you know, I'm going to start engaging, y'all. I'm working on myself. Create that strategic network. Like I already said, attending these conferences, the meetups, the events, the social gatherings, collaborating, you know, meeting these professionals that are like-minded, y'all. I'm already on it. I'm on it. I need you to get on it. Get on it. I told y'all, I kind of want to create like a girl group, like an entrepreneur girl group in New Orleans, but it's like, it's going to happen. I just feel like we should have that type of thing. Like they have it all over in Atlanta, but we don't really have it in New Orleans because New Orleans is so small and they don't be wanting to work with each other and everybody thinks they're better than the next when nobody's really better than the next, but whatever, we're not going to talk about that. And then I do want to start collaborating like with influencers. Like I want to get myself up to being an influencer, a guru, and I want to start collaborating with other females. We talk about this, but this time we're talking about it for the personal brand, okay? Once you do all those things and you create that that online reputation, baby, the money is going to clock, okay? It's going to just come to you. People are going to just be regularly searching your name, you know, because you created that online presence and reputation. I said y'all have these certain people that you look for certain things. I want to be a lady for fashion. I want to be that retail guru. I want to be her. I'm going to be her. I'm working on it. And I'm going to give me a mentor. I think I just needed a little help with getting from hiding behind the bushes. Also, the other tip I'm going to tell you guys is just like seeking engagements, like seeking opportunities to speak at conferences. And I talked about this on my previous pod. Just putting yourself out there, networking at those industry events, the workshops, the conferences, but speaking. Letting the world telling your story, doing that public speaking. That's, I'm telling y'all, like, I be putting y'all on game, like, me with this podcast and just constantly talking and just trying to get, build that repetition with myself and be able to have that conversation. It's all for a purpose. Everything I do is strategic. I don't just do things just to do it. Like, I do it to do it, but I do it because it's going to better me in some way. And this podcast is developing me, like it's developing my social skills, it's developing my openness about being able to talk about my personal journey because I never really talked about it. I never talk about what I go through. This is my lounge. This is for the girls and the guys that want to know and I'm giving you the wrong, okay? And if you're from my city, I know most of y'all are. It's just like, I want y'all to know that you're able to do it. If I'm doing it, you can do it. And that's just what it is. So we're going to kind of like, end up to wrap up the tips with basically learning and improving. And that's what I'm telling y'all. I'm always looking to better myself. I don't know it all. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not the lady I was yesterday or last month or last week. It's June. I'm a new woman. I just told y'all, work me out the plastic. I'm acting brand new. And that's how you got to step into it. Keep learning, y'all. Don't ever feel like you know it all because you don't. Only a fool thinks they know it all. Only a coward thinks they have it all together. Always stay up to date. What, you know, industry trends and what is going on, and invest into your personal development. Y'all, listen, yourself, you are going to be your biggest investment. I always tell anybody, I bet on myself before I bet on anybody else because I know what I'm capable of doing. So I'm going to invest into myself, whatever it costs. I'm going to do it. Okay? Hear me when I say that. Going to invest into her. Me, going to look like money. When I pop out, I'm going to pop out and it's going to be like, damn, that girl glowing. And that's just what it's going to be. Building that personal brand is taking time and it's going to take time, but it's super, super important. And I just want y'all to know it's going to take time and consistency, y'all. You have to be patient, authentic, and you got to focus on delivering value to whomever or whatever it is you want to deliver value to, y'all. It is important to build a personal brand. It would definitely enhance you guys, the reputation. It'll attract you more opportunities, more money, and it'll help you achieve your entrepreneur goals. I'm letting y'all know this is a real message, and you heard it here first on the PPP podcast. I'm letting y'all know it's super, super important, and start your journey. Start that process. Start building your personal brand because it's never too late to start. I just told y'all we are in June, and starting today, I am doing a 7-day cleanse. I'm not eating for the next 7 days. I'm only juicing and fasting. No alcohol, no food, only raw fruits and vegetables being juiced. Okay, listen, make these changes. You have to be the change you want to make or see. Till next time, you guys. I love y'all. Mwah.
You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all main streaming platforms.